We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
All right. Andre Burakovsky found a home. He signed a one-year contract with the Avalanche yesterday. Burakovsky was a restricted free agent and was traded to Colorado by the Capitals on June 28th. He had 25 points in 76 regular season games and 2 points in 7 Stanley Cup games this past season. The Hurricanes re-signed defenseman Hayden Fleury to a one-year, one-way contract for 2019-20, worth $850,000. Fleury skated in 20 NHL regular season games for the Canes, posting 1 assist, registered 10 points in 28 AHL regular season games with the Checkers last season. Forward Michael Amadio and defenseman Matt Roy each signed a one-year deal, a $1.4 million contract with the Kings yesterday. Amadio, 13 points in 43 games last season. His second in the NHL, Roy had 6 points in 25 games as a rookie last season. The Kings also signed defenseman Daniel Brickley to a 2-year, $1.4 million contract, and forward Sheldon Rempel to a qualifying offer. Over to the NFL, defensive tackle Grady Jarrett agreed to a 4-year, $68 million contract yesterday with the Falcons, with $42.5 million in guarantees. Since becoming a starter in 2016, Jarrett has compiled 13 sacks, 179 tackles, and also generated 143 total pressures, Marty. 143 total pressures. The Raiders signed free agent guard Jonathan Cooper yesterday in wake of pending suspension of Richie Incognito, who will miss the first 2 games of the season. Cooper was drafted 7th overall by the Cardinals in 2013, but injuries limited him to 24 appearances with 11 starts in his 2 seasons in Arizona. Former Steelers and Raider wide receiver Martavis Bryant has formally applied for reinstatement after his latest suspension, and that'll be your sports update for today. Back over to the Instigators.
Hold on. It's a special day today.
I'm not done.
Okay,
I got this part because the music ended.
Okay, so you got to say.
I just got to say that's the end of your sports update. If the music was still going, I would have used it as part of the sports. It's all timing.
I will learn that never.
My
timing's always off.
But the sports update's over. So what did you want to say?
I want you to continue.
No, what did you want to say? I'll let you read it. What is it? Sport day. Why?
50 years ago today, what happened? 1969.
Oh, that's easy.
What?
That's easy. I'm a big space buff.
Okay. Apollo 11 launched today 50 years ago, and then in 4 days later landed on the moon.
Landed on the moon.
Awesome.
No way.
No way. So anyway, 1969, July 16th, that Apollo 11 launched and made it all the way to the moon in 4 days.
Bryan Adams wrote a song about it.
Summer of
69. You know what else? National Corn Fritters Day, and it's 716 Day. It's Buffalo specific, and it's National Personal Chef Day. So we know you have a personal chef. What's his name?
Little Marty.
Little Marty. Some fun facts.
Okay.
This is huge in the hockey world. Somebody turned 52 today. It's not Craig Rivet, although that's his number.
I think I may have seen a tweet about it, but I'm forgetting who.
Ashley Schaefer.
No.
Ashley Schaefer, BMW.
No.
Woo.
That's not what it is.
Who turns 52? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
He plays Ashley Schaefer, BMW, in Eastbound and Down.
Oh, I don't
know. I didn't expect
you
to know.
I only watched one episode of Eastbound and Down, and people are going to at me on Twitter. How can you not? And that's when he was trying to sell the bat, and his sister-in-law was supposed to sell the bat for $10,000, and she sold it for $400. And he goes, "Cassandra, you owe me $9,600." As he thought he was supposed to.
Was that when everything was in the garage, at the brother's garage, his brother's garage?
Are you impressed I knew what the sister-in-law's name was, Cassandra?
Yes, I am. I am, actually. What's the daughter's name?
I have no idea. I watched one episode.
Kenny Powers' niece. named Rose after Miss Rose Dawson from the Titanic.
No way.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So also Corey Feldman, one of the famous Coreys. There are two famous Coreys in this world: Corey Feldman and Corey Haynes and Feldman. You don't remember those guys from License to Drive? The two Coreys. They were I think they were complete train wrecks when they were younger. Like they were like.
What year is that you're talking about?
It's got to be mid-80s.
Yeah, so I was watching French TV. So do you remember Passepartout? No. See?
What is it?
Yeah, exactly.
What's it called?
Do you remember La Petite Vie?
Mm.
No?
There's a very good
Les
show.
Les Boys?
Oh, yeah, Les Boys. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we were talking about songs today and songs you'd like to hear or hate to hear at sporting events. So let me tell you this. So I'm wearing my 11-day power play jersey on right now. The 11-day power play ended at noon yesterday. A great, great success again this year. Over $1.6 million raised for Roswell Cancer Research and their programs. It was amazing. My little guy got to be my backup yesterday. We got to play. He was way better than I was, which was great. We also played Saturday night with the Academy of Hockey. So we had a really good game Saturday night. The pace was pretty tough for me. Let's just say the body wasn't really limbered up. But Saturday night PD, so they play music throughout the whole game, right? The whole Tragically Hip album was being played while we were out there. And then all of a sudden they went into more of the heavy metal. And one song came on and I was like, that song should be played every night at the Sabres game. It's a Metallica song.
Which one?
Master. Master of Puppets played. I think that the energy in the Harbor Center and on the ice raised about 10 notches. And then the first thing you think about is that scene from Old School, right? When they're kidnapping Blue and everybody. They're trying to get their recruits in Old School with Will Ferrell. You're talking about Will Ferrell. But Master of Puppets played while we were on the ice for the 11-day power play. And I was like...
When they kidnapped Blue.
Blue. Don't...
They pulled up with the
18. You tell anybody we'll kill you. No, I'm just kidding. We'll have him back by dinner.
And then he goes and he grabs the chips.
He grabs the chips, yeah. So anyway, so that's a song that really, at the right moment, can get a crowd going. And it got me going because you played 3 hours. It's a long 3 hours. The guys that did it for 11 days 2 years ago, the original 11-day crew, Alan Davis, our program director at WGR, was part of that group. Can you imagine playing for 11 days straight, 4 hours on, 8 hours off? Like, I did 2 3-hour shifts, and my body is dying today.
My brother was in that, eh? And it was hell for those guys, physically, mentally. I know this for a fact, and the story came from Alberta because the original world record was held by a group out in I think northern Alberta and Edmonton or Calgary, but I think they also did it outside was one of the things. But the key to it was they said by day 3, 4, and 5, guys are going to start getting a little mentally loopy. They're not allowed to leave. Their sleep patterns are all messed up. They're fatigued. Their nutrition, their hydration, everything is all out of whack. And some guys started to get scribbly. Some guys got scribbly out west. We know that. I've heard some amazing stories. Well, not amazing, but hey.
Troubling.
I heard some troubling stories about this one where guys were, you know, kind of going a little, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, in there.
Well, and one guy was telling us, so the problem is you couldn't leave. Like you said, you couldn't go. Like, it's not like they had rooms rented out at the Marriott. Hey, go sleep in one of the rooms and then come back. They had to stay in the building. So they had plywood in the locker rooms over the benches with mattresses on. They had kind of towels draped over so they could be in the bubble.
The kicker to the mattresses, though. Here's the kicker to the mattresses. They get all these mattresses donated. But they couldn't take the plastic off. So every time somebody rolled over, it's like listening to a bunch of grocery bags just kind of crinkle. It's like, how are you supposed to sleep?
Plus, if you're trying to get a nap in the afternoon.
I would slice that bag off there so quickly. Psst,
if you're trying to get a nap in the afternoon and they have the live band playing and the music is like loud and you're like, you have to sleep with earplugs.
My brother was crashing in the ref's room. I mean,
I know, other side of the building?
Yeah, they were on the other side of the building. But I mean, at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah, so they were, you know, someone just messaged me about somebody. But yeah, so they're sleeping on the other side. People were coming in at like 4 in the morning from the bar, And then I think everybody wakes up and they go up for a big party or whatever. So, listen, as hard as it must have been, it must have been amazing.
Day six and seven, the pace picked up, and then they were seeing the finish line. But day three to five, six, it was tough.
So this is 2 years ago we're talking. So yeah. we were there. I was there watching the opening. Well, not the opening night. 2 years ago, I just went down to support, and I watched the opening night, the introductions. And the first hour, I think, was played in, like, both teams.
Everybody
there were two teams. And then a few guys stayed on for each team and finished a three-hour shift. Other guys went and kind of got naps and whatever. They came out of the gate so hard 2 years ago. That opening game was absolutely incredible to watch. I mean, it was I'm not going to say it was their moment, but it was like it was a huge moment. It was the first hour of an 11-day trek where these guys were, you know, setting out to do something. I'd say pretty spectacular what they did. And they came out of the gate. It was super fast. What are you looking at over there?
Oh, somebody just tweeted at me a copy of the sports page of the Buffalo News this morning, and there's a nice picture of me with Brian Gionta during our 11-day power play shifts yesterday. And they're asking, who is the Buffalo Butte on the picture? So I can tell you that's in the picture with me and Gionta. I believe that's Jules Arfalo. She is left-hand shot, skating in front. And then on the bottom left, Maddie Ilya. Or is it Ilya? How do you say
Ilya.
It? Maddie Ilya.
Friend of the show, MVP of the league
absolutely.
Last year.
A pretty good golfer, too, as we saw in the WGR golf tournament. She was with Haley Skamura and Jackie Greco, and they were a lot of fun. So anyway, so Iafallo and Ilya are on that sports page cover.
Her Jackie Greco got run over yesterday.
So last year, PD,
yes,
we had a video of you.
Yes.
Coming, wheeling
Everyone
the net.
Focuses on the contact I made with the guy. No one ever focuses on the shimmy shake in the corner that makes one guy fall into the board.
That was on the other corner.
It's on the other corner.
And then you wheel the net.
Full 200 ice player.
Cut the net really quick, and this guy was standing on the railroad track and never could move out of the PD train. PD's head was down with the puck on his stick.
I don't think my head was down.
You never saw the guy. So your head was down. You're looking at the puck. You're admiring your feet moving that fast. And you absolutely rocked this
myself.
Guy. So yesterday, Jackie didn't even have the puck. She was skating through the middle of the ice, I think, to just jump on the play. And there was a few bodies, and she's going through the middle. And one of the guy on the other team never saw her coming. And just she saw him coming. She kind of stiffened up a little bit, although she took the biggest impact. But she ended up on her back, yard sale, glove stick flying everywhere. Thank goodness she was okay. But
did anyone go after the guy?
No.
I would have been right in there throwing.
You should have been right in there.
Just like that bull that Patricia Thomas just tweeted out about Kent Hall protecting her husband.
The buffalo was getting eaten
by a lion.
But anyway, the funniest part of that whole thing is I'm sitting on the bench. So I'm taking a break. My son's in the net. And Jackie comes back to the bench. And she's like, everybody's like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, yeah. And now, like, we have a locker room talk where our language becomes a little bit more, you know, use of profanities and dropping some expletive on the locker room, in the bench, whatever. But you don't think of the girls as they talk like locker room hockey players. They're going back and forth, like Maddie, Haley, Jackie, and they're like dropping bombs left and right.
Rabbit dogs. I love it.
I was sitting in the middle. I'm like, this is true hockey right here. It was
well, we would have done the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we would have done the same thing.
That's why last year, when I hit that guy, we collided. You know, the whole thing for me was, if you go back and watch the footage, stay on your feet. Just stay on your feet, no matter what. Don't go down.
Tighten up the chin strap too, so the helmets don't go flying.
I don't even wear a chin strap. Okay, buy sell trade presented by. I could probably get a chin strap at Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used chin straps. And We got to get to the RFAs. It was a big story going into the summer. Most remaining RFAs will still be unsigned on Labor Day, Marty. That's concerning for a lot of teams because there's a lot of RFAs out there. So buy, sell, trade. You think most remaining RFAs will be unsigned on Labor Day? I'm going to buy this.
Okay.
I think it's the year of the holdout.
That where did that come from?
Our genius producer Bob back there.
Bobby Margarito tweeted that.
Well, I was trying to give JJ some credit.
While on vacation, I'm just thirsty. I laughed at someone who said, report Marner now. I could be wrong, but I'll bet the vast majority of currently unsigned RFAs will still be unsigned when I report back for duty after Labor Day. And as you can see, labor, L-A-B-O-U-R.
Properly spelled.
In Canada. So you got to look at the list. So the list of RFAs are Jacob Trouba. He's not signed with the Rangers yet, is he?
I don't believe he's signed yet.
Okay, so there's him.
Rantanen.
You got Jake McCabe, not signed with the Sabres. Will he be signed by Labor Day? Labor Day means...
Isn't he going to arbitration?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, no, I don't think Jake...
I thought Jake filed for arbitration. I could be completely... Can someone confirm that for us back there, JJ? Did Jake McCabe file for arbitration? I thought I saw his name on the list of arbitration. Yes, he did. So
it was the four Sabres that filed for arbitrations were Jake McCabe, Linus Allmark, Evan Rodriguez, and Remy Elie. So you know those four will be signed. So that's not going to...
I don't know about Remy Elie. Is Remy Elie definitely coming back? I mean,
no, but he's going to arbitration. So either he's going to be...
What? For a league minimum? Even I would know. I played 5 years in this league, I had arbitration rights, and I opted. I'm not going to arbitration. Like, I don't have... I had 1 point last year, right? I mean, who cares? My job is to fight. I had 16 fights. I don't have arbitration rights. Like, what am I going to argue? That I should be paid 100 or 200,000 more on my 3.5 minutes per game? What is Remy Elie? No offense. Like, I know his agent. I mean, I get it all. But what's he doing going to arbitration?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the qualifying offer for Remy Elie was probably a 2-way contract.
Okay.
So it was probably a 700 over 75,000. And he's going to arbitration probably so that he can warrant himself at least a guaranteed higher AHL number.
Does an arbitrator give AHL? Do they worry about AHL salary? I've never heard of an arbitrator awarding a player more money in the minors.
Well, we need to get somebody on there that can...
We got to ask an agent that question. I'm just
curious. Get Bartlett on it.
I'm just curious to know.
Labor Day this year is September 2nd. I will tell you this. I'm going to buy this, that most, if not all, RFAs will be unsigned by September 2nd. Camp isn't even started by then. Most RFAs that don't have arbitration rights are going to sign between September 15th and October 1st. Because that's when the pressure's on. That's when you really tighten it up and saying, hey, you're not in camp. All of a sudden, if you're a Mitch Marner or a Patrick Laine or a Cal Connor or a Brock Besser or whatnot, you are starting to get the itch to get back. You're seeing who's in your spot in training camp and who's playing your minutes.
Can I ask you a question? In football, we see this a lot. Guys will want to renegotiate their contract through camp. So a lot of time, the rumor is, players don't want to go to camp.
Yeah.
Do you think some of that is going to start to happen in hockey where, where a guy like the example to use why you should not hold out?
Willie Nylander.
Because, you come back, you get your big deal, you have a terrible year, now you got to change your number and pay for it. But... In football, we see this. And I wonder if there are players that are going to start saying,
it's
I don't like
issue.
Training camp.
It's a leverage issue. In football, they're allowed to renegotiate their contract or break their contracts up. And, so they use training camp as a negotiating tool, as a way to squeeze the teams. In hockey, that doesn't happen. You cannot go in with 2 years left on your deal and say, I want to renegotiate. I'm going to miss camp unless you get me a new deal. It's not in the rules. You cannot do that. So the only person that really gets hurt by missing camp and missing the start of the season are the players. I'm telling you, it's not worth $1 million. It's not worth $500,000 to miss 20
games. Marty, I agree with you,
but
I think the Leafs would argue that they could have used him, although one person that will be very grateful for while Bill Nylander sitting out is Kapanen. because he cleaned up while he was sitting out. He was basically in his spot producing. I think the teams want their players in camp. They want to have them, you know, the chemistry all done with the, and I think players know that.
Yep.
Players definitely know that. But I don't know. I'm feeling like I don't know how you can do it, but you can't force a player to training camp. But I think players should just get the deal done as fast as they can to get into camp, because it's going to give them the best possible chance to be in the best shape. Because training camp, as much as you hate it, it sucks, but it gets you ready.
It gets you ready. It's a long, you know, if you want to miss the first week, so you miss the first preseason game, you miss some of the fitness testing, that may be your biggest chance at coming into camp and just getting to the right practices and the right games. But listen, don't be stupid. Don't go in thinking you're going to get more money as September rolls in and October rolls in and November rolls in. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to get more money. You're not going to get more leverage. Most likely, I've been in a situation. I held out, Petey. I played 30-some games the year, my first year in 99, 2000. Hasek was hurt. And I needed to sign a contract. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to go to camp. I'm going to hold out. Hold out. Season starts. Hasek gets hurt. I'm like, I'm going to get a phone call tomorrow. Darcy Regier is going to call my agent tomorrow and say, okay, we got to get Marty signed. The phone call never came. The teams don't feel the pressure to add a RFA or to give in on to the RFAs as the season goes. They take their time. They stay patient. They have all the leverage in the world. If you had arbitration rights, you would go to arbitration. If you think that you're a superstar, if Mitch Marner doesn't sign with Toronto to start the season and the Leafs start the season 9-1, what's the rush for the Leafs to sign Marner? And if they start 2-7, what's the rush for the Leafs to sign Marner? One player is not going to change a 2-7 start. So really, it's...
Well, if they're tight games, you're right.
No, one player... In the long run, the Leafs believe that they have to get Marner at a very respectable number to manage their cap, and they're not going to be pressured into making a bad move. So if by September 2nd he's not signed, he's probably not signed before the end, the start of the season.
Okay, well, I asked the super agent, that's his nickname around super the agent. NHL, Steve Bartlett. I asked him, I said, will an arbitrator award more money on a two-way deal, or do they only focus on NHL salaries? He said, in theory, they can also push up an AHL salary as part of the decision. So that might be where Remy Elie is looking to cash in. So, I take that back. I understand now why he's going to arbitration. I did not know going into today. I've never heard of an award of a player being awarded more money in the minors.
Well,
Remy Elie's
in a different situation because it's not like he's played in the minors the last 2-3 years and he's basically just trying to negotiate an AHL deal. He's played in the National Hockey League. He's had times in Dallas, times in Buffalo, and he can use those games played to elevate his maybe guaranteed salary when you factor in the AHL.
Hey, you can make a boatload of cash now in the minors. Guys are making 250, 300 grand. Guys are going to be making 700 this year in the minors.
Yes, Curtis Lazar, 700,000 one way.
CJ Smith, if he's not here.
CJ Smith. There's guys making a lot of good money in the minors. It used to be where if you made over 110,000 in the minors, you had to
re-entry waivers.
And that was the worst possible deal for the players, because if you had signed to 125,000, you would never get called up because teams wouldn't want to risk the chance to lose you. So that was, I'm glad that's done. So anyway.
This guy loved my comment. He goes, LOL, Andrew Peters revisiting his career and never taking the Sabres to arbitration. Quote, why am I going to arbitration? I had 1 point last year. And he's got Snoopy laughing. All right. It's true. I mean, hey, if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anyone else. That's why I laugh at everybody, because I laugh at myself all the time. We're going to go to break here. Summertime six pack. It's 716 day. It's July 16th. So what are we going to do? We're going to bring back the Summertime Six Pack Buffalo Edition. So see what we have. Our top six things to do in the summer around Buffalo. Find out what it is when we return. WGR 550 and MSG, The Instigators.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right. It is beautiful. Is it beautiful today? I can't remember.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's been beautiful.
Sunny. It's been
a lot of rain this summer, I'll say that. It's been a little bit wet, but I don't mind it. It's fine. We've had enough. You know, you're tan, Marty, by the way. I just like to say.
Spend some time in the sun.
Yeah.
Just put it this way. On the golf course, doing yard work, on the boat. It's been fun. Hey, we talked about Apollo 11.
We did.
Okay. This is great on Twitter right now. I'll retweet it, but this guy has a Apollo 11 U.S. Customs form after their moon landing 50 years ago. So basically, is saying that, you know, they went to the moon and then they were picked up in Honolulu.
They didn't land on the moon. It's all conspiracy. They shot that out in the desert.
Okay. Well, then their cargo.
Look at the flag. The flag is waving. There's no wind on the moon.
This is very easy to make that happen.
Marty, you and I could shoot a moon landing.
Okay. With Kevin and James back there, we can do whatever we want.
I think we could. We got this nice green screen behind us. I think we could pretty much do anything. It was definitely shot in the desert, but carry on.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall when the guy... Oh, let's not talk movies because we can get lost here. We got to go with our summertime six-pack. Let's go. We got to do it.
Let's go do it. I'm going to pour my
okay.
water.
Okay, summertime six-pack. We have an intro for that. Let's get it done.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I miss
drinking. I'm not. There are days I miss drinking. I know. Listen, hey, I quit drinking 7 years ago, and I'm going to tell you what. There are days I just miss sitting out back. I grilled something yesterday in the middle of the afternoon. I was out there. I had the grill going. I'm just like, oh, I just wish I could just.
Let me see. I got to show you.
Suck back an ice cold frothy lager.
Yes, you would.
Right?
I don't know. I
mean, you get that thing upside down, you do the bottle tap, you just let it all pour.
I remember last year they gave out Sabres apron at a Sabres game, NHL
yes,
Network.
Yes, I do.
No, I was at the barbecue the other day with my Sabres apron. I got a nice picture of it, too. I'm going to have to tweet that out. But anyway, summertime six-pack.
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boy. No. It was much better than that. But anyway, 716 day here in Buffalo. Beautiful day. So summertime six-pack things, most Buffalo? Is that what you
most
would say?
Buffalo, most yeah. Buffalo, yes. 716 day. I mean, if it was 717 day, we'd be doing something else.
Summer Buffalo? I just said all-time Buffalo, but whatever.
Summer Buffalo things. Yeah, because you can't throw in snow. That's number one.
Here's what I did. I'll give you my summertime six-pack. I did all food things.
Okay.
Because if you're in Buffalo, it has to be... Food is so good. The Taste of Buffalo was just this past weekend. There's a lot of great food there. So I'll give you my summertime six-pack. It's a summer Buffalo
thing. Are you
going
to give all... You want to go six? You give your first one, I'll give one, and then we'll go back and forth? We'll rotate?
Whatever you want to do.
No, you tell
I'll
me.
I'll do my six.
Do your six.
I'll do my six. Number one, it's got to be wings. Wings after a golf day, you go out to Barbell in East Aurora, you sit, you have some wings. That's the number one thing. Two Salins hot dogs.
Wait a minute. Are you on the payroll for Barbell?
No.
I feel like at least once a week, you have to get Barbell in on the show. And granted, I love Barbell. They're amazing wings,
not on the
legendary.
Payroll. It's just a
payola plug-ole around here, Marley. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
You want me to say something else?
You got to pay money now for advertising.
Okay. Well.
Or they do.
I'll ask them. I'll try to get the money in my pocket. So, two, Salins hot dogs. Because you're grilling in the summer, it has to be Salins hot dog. There's no other hot dogs you get grilled. They get the crisp. They get going. That's the way you got to do it. Three, Bison's French onion dip. That's a must. A cold dip right in the middle of the table with the Lay's chips and you dipping in. That's awesome. Four, sponge candy, because you need a little dessert. You need a little something to sweeten the tooth here. Five, I put in pizza logs.
So you went all food.
I went all food. Five, I put in pizza logs because I miss... So, at the Sabres
Look
game...
Look at what Marty did.
Wait.
He did wings, which is buffalo, Salins hot dogs, advertising, Bison French dips. Pizza logs. Now, pizza logs, they are local.
They are local, and I'll tell you
and
this.
They are amazing.
We're in July right now, and I miss my little media meal at the Sabres. So before the Sabres home games, I'll be at the arena at 4:30, and there's a media room, and there's a great meal being catered for the media members, so you can grab dinner, and there's always the pizza logs at the end. I always grab one or two, or three or four, depending on how hungry I am, and I miss my pizza logs right now, so that's one thing I miss from the
pretty
season.
Pretty good list, Marty.
And then six, I put chefs, because yesterday, after our...
You're like a NASCAR. You literally have branding everywhere.
Branding everywhere.
Hey, mellow
yesterday,
yellow.
After playing in the 11-day power play, Mike Lisakowski is like, hey, guys, just remember there's chef's pasta in the media room. And I looked for the media room, and I couldn't find it. I don't know where the media room is. I was too shy to ask a... didn't want to ask for direction, right? Where's the media room? So I thought about it. I'm like, I got to get chefs. I got to call Louie and get some chefs because I haven't had it in a while. And that's a summer thing too. Like, I know it's maybe more of a winter food, but I love chefs in the summer when you just sit on the back patio and have your chicken parm and your spaghetti parm, and it's great.
Speaking of chefs, Mr. Billetier invited me to do a spaghetti parm eating contest on August 3rd. I am not able to do it. I've heard Razor's doing it. He should probably win. I think Duffer's doing it. Are you doing it? Why don't you take my place?
I was never asked, and now I'm mad. I'm retracting chefs from my
list. Let
me
tell you what happened. Someone asked me that knew him. It was kind of like a, and I just never responded because that's classic Andrew style. And so,
classic Andrew style. Yeah, that is very true.
That's textbook. That's textbook. Well, it depends on what number they call the private line, or do they text the? See.
Do you have multiple numbers?
I have two numbers. One for my friends and family, another for sidekicks.
At one point I had five phone numbers to your name in my phone.
Yes, that's about right. It was about a regular 6-month rotation there, Marty. I held on to one of them. I went back to one of them. One of them's still right. Michael Eberle says, please tell me you're joking about the moon landing being fake. And Michael, please tell me you're joking about...
being
not
angrier.
Using an apostrophe R-E when saying your, or you're.
Your, Y-O-U-R is your.
Yes. Tell me you're joking.
Yeah.
Okay, my summertime six-pack.
Go for it.
It's not food. Number one, music concerts outdoors. Hard to do around here in the wintertime. Number two, go to Canada. My mom and dad live on the other side of the bridge. And literally, there's more Buffalonians between Fort Erie and Dunville, then what do you got in your Fort Erie and Dunville? Then there are in Buffalo during the summertime.
Okay.
Okay.
So
go
Royal
to Canada.
Shots.
You know I love going to my Canada, Marty. Chippewa hot dog vendor at 4:30 in the morning. That's something you got to do in the summertime.
Would you? You could have put Jim Steak out.
Would have saved that for you.
If you would have branded some
how about this?
Companies.
Late night food at 4:30 after the bar. Jim Steak out hot dog vendor. Thursday in the square. Not even sure if that's a thing anymore. Was when I was...
No, it's Canal Side now.
So that thing. With Canal Side. Thursday nights.
Sponsored by Canal Side.
Golf tournaments. I feel like 3 days a week there's a golf outing that you can be a part of somewhere, somehow. And Crown Royal Shots. A teammate of mine a long time ago said, City of Buffalo on a map should be shaped like a Crown Royal bottle. Because all it seems like is everybody wants to do shots of Crown around here.
I don't remember the last time I did a shot
hey,
of Crown.
Hey, I do a shot of Crown. Shot of Crown. 4:30 in the morning.
No, thank you.
No,
I won't do it.
I'm good. I'll pass.
Yeah.
You have at it. And that's it. That's my summertime six pack.
Do you eat hot dogs in the winter?
I don't really eat hot dogs.
You don't?
Hot dogs, to me, are probably one of the most disgusting
foods like
you can
dogs.
Eat.
Last year we did our like full out production year end lunch or whatever. We went to Razor's Doghouse and eat, and then we had hot dogs there, the whole crew, and you know that was fun. But yeah, like it's a summertime thing, right? Hot dogs. Like who eats hot dogs in the winter?
That's a good question.
Like burgers, you can have burgers in the winter. You go to like a restaurant, you get a good burger in the winter, it's good. But a hot dog is a summer thing.
I don't know. I would say that hot dogs and are more of a summer thing for sure. Yeah, I definitely. Well, it's grilling in general, right? How about that? We didn't even put that on our list.
Grilling?
Grilling. Or barbecuing?
Grilling.
Grilling.
Aaron Buffalo, though?
Michael responded. He goes, I was in a hurry when I was typing. Plus, I'm in disbelief that I said that the moon landing was a conspiracy. That never really happened. You talk about Netflix. I love watching documentaries, and I watched one actually yesterday about the Thai cave, the 12 soccer players and their coach, 13 people trapped in the cave. So I watched a documentary about that yesterday, but I love watching documentaries, and I watched, there's one about conspiracies.
Okay.
And say what you want about conspiracies. You can make a conspiracy theory out of anything, but they're still interesting to see distances that people will go to believe something that just...
People will have conspiracy theories about the lottery draft for the NHL, the Brett Hall goal, the Mario Lemieux, 5 goals, 5 different ways. That's a conspiracy theory. The green light was on when the puck was at the hash marks. Empty net goal.
And again, we're going to go full circle 2 days in a row on the show. We started with Brendan Shanahan talking about Nylander's number, and Brendan Shanahan, that was against the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
And I think Shanahan was on the team then. He may not have been, but all I know is that was against New Jersey. And at training camp when I was there in 09-10, Shanahan was there. He retired at training camp. And I remember they were showing Mario scoring 5 different ways, and he walked by in his cool kind of Shanahan strut like he had. You played with him?
No, but I know him.
He's got that. And he walks by and he goes, never happened. 5th goal never should have counted. Now
the linesman, watch the YouTube video. The linesman is pointing at the light like the puck was not in at the time, and they counted it.
And I'm sitting and I'm devastated because you know how much I love Lemieux.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? It's one of the greatest feats in hockey. It'll never
be
done again.
So it's an even strength goal, a power play goal, a shorthanded goal, a penalty shot goal, and an empty net goal.
Yeah.
5 goals, 5 different ways.
And you're right. And he said, no, goal light was on. And and when the NHL showed that as one of the 100 greatest moments in hockey,
they cut it.
They cut the goal light off.
Yeah.
Because you can see where he releases the puck from the top of the circle. The green light is on because the clock has expired and the puck is just hitting the mouth of the crease.
Not even. I think it's at the hash marks.
It might even be at the hash marks. Even better. But
the linesman, so back in the days when you had one referee, 2 linesmen, when there was a fast break, the linesman who would be leading the way had to go down on the goal line and basically play referee for a little bit. So the linesman is rushing down. Mario shoots it. And he basically points at the lights and no goal. So conspiracy theories right there. Going back to moon landing and hockey.
Well, score was 8-3, I think, or something like that night. So the goal really didn't matter. But anyway.
It matters for the record books.
It matters for the record books. I agree. You think Mario says he scored 5 goals, 5 different ways? It would be interesting to
find out.
Because he knew. He didn't even celebrate.
So I had to get him on the show.
It's been one of my bucket list things to do.
Really?
Is to interview Mario Lemieux. We've had Gretzky on this show years ago. We've had some great guests on this show. We've had musicians, movie stars. But Mario Lemieux, to me, he is the Mount Rushmore. I love Gretzky. Everyone loves Gretzky. We know his statistics and what he did for the game. Amazing ambassador for this sport. I just love 66.
Would
I really
it be a summertime Mario Lemieux interview or wintertime? Let's try to make that happen.
I think we should try to make that happen, Marty. I think you might know some people to know some people that can get a hold of him. All right, we're going to be right back. Final segment of the Instigators today. Been a very fun show. We'll see. I'll ask Marty quickly. Who on the Rangers would he want to snag if they were to part ways with somebody for salary cap reasons? We'll end our show with that.
Artemi Panarin.
Stick around and see if Marty's actually, not intelligent enough to actually say, I can't say stupid, but not intelligent enough to actually say Artemi Panarin. And Michael Eberle still rattled about me calling him out for misspelling your. All right, we'll be right back.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
John McClain from the movie Die Hard just messaged me, and he said, Andrew, you must be on a special list at Bar Bill. As much as I love it, I've given up trying to get in. I mean, because it's packed in there all the time.
Not all the time. I went the other day with my son, and there was 11 tables ahead of us. We stood around the bar. All of a sudden, 2 people left. Me and Jacob sat down at the bar. It was perfect. We got our wings, and it was really great. Paul here tweets, try a hot dog outside grilling after snow blowing on a cold day. Unbelievable. So that is summertime, wintertime six-pack Buffalo. Like when you go out and snowblow your driveway, and then you pull the grill from the garage, and you grill outside a hot dog in dead of winter. That is the way to do
it. You ever go out to eat by yourself? I thought about that when you said sit at the bar. I love going out to eat by
myself.
Go to movies by yourself.
I love it. Love the movies by myself. I get my own little popcorn, my old bunch of crunch, my large Pepsi, and go.
I love going out to eat by myself.
Are you caught up on The Bachelorette? It was on
last
night.
You know what?
Luke P got canned last night, but he's going to come back in the rose ceremony. It's big things happen.
It's still going, this one.
It's still going. They're down. They did the fantasy suites last night. But Luke P didn't even make it to the fantasy suites. He went gone.
We are gone. And coming up next, John Murphy and yes. One Bills Live. Steve Tasker growing a great head of hair.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.